Listening to episode number 1949 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 13th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Doc Martens were invented by a German doctor named Klaus Martens.
So that's really a real thing.
And he invented them after hurting his ankle skiing in 1945 and needed a more comfortable shoe to wear.
Look at that.
Look at that. It's
a real thing.
Form and function. I love that.
Wasn't there a real Dr. Pepper too?
I don't know. That's okay. Not in our random facts for today.
Okay.
Don't
sorry.
Ask me.
Right.
I'm on random facts for today. Okay. The underscore was originally added to the typewriter keyboard so people could underline words. Do you remember on the typewriter, though? This is old school.
Uh-huh.
You actually had to backspace after you typed.
Yes.
And then you had to underscore the letters that you were typing.
Yes.
It didn't do it for you like Word does. The five most common names in movie scripts are
Jack.
Jack is number one. Holy crap, I can't believe you knew that. Give me another. These are men's names.
Men's names.
Yeah. Five most common in movie scripts. Jack is one. You only have
John.
Four. John is another. Ding, ding, ding. You've seen this.
I think No.
Come on now. All right. What are the other three?
Michael.
Michael's just too much for a movie script. These are simple names. These are single syllable names.
Give me a first letter of one.
F.
Frank.
Frank. Ding, ding, ding. S.
Sam.
Sam. Ding, ding, ding. I'm giving these to you. And P.
Pat.
No.
Paul.
Paul. Ding, ding, ding. Jack, John, Frank, Sam, and Paul.
Wow.
Five most common names in movie scripts. Nike's Just Do It slogan is based on a murderer's last words. Gary Gilmore killed two people in Utah.
Oh, my God.
And got the death penalty in 1976. For his last words, he said, "Let's do it." And Nike admits their slogan was inspired by the quote, "Let's do it. Just do it."
At least they didn't use the quote. They changed it up. They changed the word.
And that's some random facts. What's going on?
Well, Katy Perry expects to see fellow American Idol judge Luke Bryan back in action. He had COVID.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Because original Idol judge Paula Abdul stood in for Luke Bryan.
I'm sorry I missed that, really. But Paula's no good without Simon. I mean, seriously. He made her. He made her by ridiculing her. I don't know if that's PC. I don't think so.
If
they can get away with that anymore. I think Simon Cowell would have to be toned down. Now, if you don't know who we're talking about, American Idol has been on TV for 20 flipping years.
Yeah,
when
we say
season 20, we don't mean that they did two seasons a year like Dancing with the Stars or three like Kudike. No, they did one season a year. It's been on the air for 20 years, which means Kelly Clarkson's middle-aged. I hope Luke is fine. I hope he's doing better.
Luke's doing great.
It sucks for you to get COVID this close to getting vaccinated.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I always think about that.
Yeah.
And then
it's like you're this close, right?
Yeah. So my next shot is on Sunday.
Hey, look at you.
Yes.
Which means you won't be here Monday and Tuesday. You'll be snoozing.
Oh, no.
The world does revolve.
I gotta get up and work.
Continue to go on.
Gotta get up and work.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're digressors, aren't we?
Oh, man, we are from way back.
He said he was totally good. He was sidelined, you know.
Yeah.
So during the show, however,
Luke
kept in touch with his co-stars by blowing up their phones during the whole episode.
I wonder if he was judging.
So Katie said some of it we can't even say.
Okay, maybe he was judging.
And then Little Richie goes, "We can't even say half of it."
Oh, my God.
So on Monday's episode, host Ryan Seacrest also confirmed his departure of standout singer Wyatt Pike. Sad.
Yeah.
He dropped out of the competition. So right for that, he was 19 years old.
Yeah.
And he told people that Pike left the show for personal reasons. Aww.
So Luke, and I hope Luke Bryan's going to be okay. You know, COVID's
Luke Bryan is going to be fine. Yeah, he's rich.
No, he's rich. Listen to that. Rich people get COVID.
He's rich. He's healthy.
All right. Paula, I see her on these, you know, arthritis medicine commercials now.
Right.
Which kind of she is moves telling good. In and of itself.
The girl moves
She moves good.
Good.
It's like, then you start thinking about how old she is. And then you start thinking about 20 years ago on American Idol. Then you start thinking about, oh, I'm so glad that Ryan Seacrest got a stylist because it wasn't pretty 20 years ago. It was not.
Oh, I thought he looked cute.
No.
In a new interview with GQ, Justin Bieber looked back at his journey and shared why his first year of marriage was just really tough.
Really tough.
Really tough.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that she was like, what, 18?
Maybe.
And not old enough to drink, and they couldn't, and then there was like a pandemic, and it's just like, come on, Justin, give me a break.
So he wed Halle Baldwin Bieber.
Yeah.
In a New York courthouse in 2018.
Yes, I remember that. Because they didn't let anybody, they kept it under wraps for almost
a
year.
The I do heard round the world.
Yeah, only a year later. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, by the way, we're having a ceremony to renew our vows. Renew your vows? Did you get married? Oh, yeah, we got married. That was so last year.
And they wanted to have the party.
Of course they wanted the party.
Gotta have the
and
party.
The cake. It's all about the cake.
It's always all about the cake.
It's always about the cake. Will there be cake? I want cake.
I haven't had any good cake in a while.
I haven't been to a wedding in I don't know how long. Yeah, they don't invite me to the weddings. Some of it does have to do with cake accidents, but maybe I'll save that story for
Oh, my gosh. I can just see it in my head.
I'll just say it's right.
I can just see it.
Look, when I was younger, I used to be the guy that would go for seconds and thirds at the buffet. I mean, that was my deal. And now I'm paying for it. I mean, if you... seen me, but I was very slender back in those days, and I would just like, I'll strap on the feedback, let's go. And so when you're at a wedding and they've got a buffet line and you go back for seconds and thirds, it's a little rude. But I was young, I didn't know any better. I digress. We're talking about Justin Bieber. That's what we're talking about. Mr. Manners himself.
Oh yes,
because Canadians are very polite.
Well, he says that newlywed life wasn't always easy.
Yeah.
The first year of marriage was really tough, he said.
So tough.
In fact, he said he spent his first year of marriage on eggshells.
On eggshells?
Although he suggested this has since changed. So, and then he goes on to say,
yeah,
we're just creating these moments for us as a couple, as a family. That we're building these memories, Justin told GQ.
Oh.
And it's beautiful that we have that to look forward
to. So beautiful. I'm a little verklempt. Yeah.
Are you better?
I'm better.
Okay.
I'd be better if Halle Berry was here telling me that story.
You know,
in fact, I'd be better if Halle Berry was telling me any kind of story. I especially like the bedtime stories.
And you say, can you say it again? One more time. Look to the left, please. Bend to the right.
Oh, now. More Who Cares tomorrow, by golly. We'll see you then. Have a great day, and...
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.